God is moving in our world today, and Vision Beyond Borders is a worldwide ministry that is providing powerful support to the churches, people in need, and ministry leaders around the world as they seek to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Each week at this time, Patrick Klein, the founder of Vision Beyond Borders, joins us to share how God is using this exciting ministry to reach the world with His love. Vision Beyond Borders can be heard each week on this station and is sponsored and paid for by Vision Beyond Borders. For more information about this ministry, please visit visionbeyondborders.org. And welcome back to Vision Beyond Borders. Happy to be in studio today with Patrick Klein. He's calling in. He's very busy getting some containers ready to be shipped out, things like that. You guys are kind of unless you visited on a team, Patrick, to work in the warehouse, people don't realize just kind of how much is going on behind the scenes locally, but also in other places. You guys spend a lot of time sorting clothing and shipping things out, shipping things either in the country or around the world as you seek to support the local church. And that kind of leads us into a little bit about what we're talking today is support within the local church. And today we're going to talk a little bit about Chinese immigrants and Chinese communities within the United States and ways that we as Christians can both support the local church in their outreach to those community groups here within the United States. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are planning and what's going on there, Pat.
Okay. So a couple months back, we shipped into Texas 20,000 Chinese English New Testaments. And we are planning on bringing those back up to Wyoming, and then I was trying to figure out how we can distribute those, probably some going to Yellowstone Park, because there's a lot of Chinese tourists that go to Yellowstone. And so I was talking with a friend of mine and down in Texas, and he said, you know, why are we sending them back up to Wyoming? There's 253,000 Chinese in Texas. And I said, well, if you can use them there, that'd be great. So they had 18 to 20 churches show up with pickups and that, and they load up the 20,000 New Testaments, and those have gone all over Texas. A lot of them have gone to the detention center where there are Chinese young men that are coming across the border. These guys cannot understand Spanish, so the TV is all in Spanish, and so they're just kind of sitting there, and so they've been giving them New Testaments, and now they're reading the Bible. So we're pretty excited about that, and our contact down in Texas reports that the Chinese people are very open to the gospel. I think that, you know, having been in mainland China and being closed down for 3 years during COVID, and a lot of people died from starvation. People were jumping to their deaths, and even in Shanghai, from their apartment balconies because they were locked in their buildings. They couldn't get out to get food. And so it was a really hard, hard time for the people in China. And so it seems like people are open, and, you know, they may be coming to the United States with other intentions, maybe to spread communism, but we figured let's reach them with the gospel instead.
One of the ways you've also talked about spreading the Bibles, we've talked about it before, is you guys have sent Bibles into, like, Chinatowns. And a lot of these immigrants, especially, certainly the ones that are coming across illegally, they have very little English skills. They don't necessarily learn English in school, or not very much. And so they're looking to then kind of immigrate, I guess we'll say, to some of those areas of the U.S. where they have kind of Chinatown set up, where they're kind of close-knit communities. Reaching into those communities as well has been something you guys have definitely looked at, right?
Right. We've made a couple trips down into the Chinatown in L.A., we figure if we can't go to China, let's go to Chinatowns. So we've been going, we've had two teams, like I said, go into Los Angeles and share in the Chinatowns, and just really trying to reach these people where they are. And we're actually we're printing out 100,000 more Chinese English New Testaments. Those from our side would be about, we have to come up with $100,000. To pay for the printing and then also the shipping to the United States. Those will be sent into North Carolina, and from there they'll be sent about 40,000 into New York City, and we'll get them to the other cities in Chicago, probably in San Francisco as well, and getting them out to the Chinese population. And as you said, many of them, when they come to the United States, they go to the cities where there are Chinatowns where they can try to find work, they can speak the language, since a lot of them don't know English. It's a lot easier for them just to go to a Chinatown and kind of just get a job, maybe kind of, you know, a bunch of them living in a dormitory, and then they maybe work in a kitchen or do manual labor somewhere and just try to blend in and to assimilate into American society.
Mm-hmm. And it's useful for them because in Chinatown, most people are somewhat bilingual to some degree. And so they can kind of learn the language better and slowly assimilate, which is a good thing. I mean, that's really what we want, is for them to come here with that intention, right, as immigrants.
Right.
You know, we do know that there are quite a few. I think I saw a report of like 60 or 73,000 just in recent months have come across the southern border illegally and have been detained. We don't know how many have come through that we don't know about. And so there is an unreached group of people that, whether they're escaping communism or just looking for work, are coming to the United States, are looking for that, you know, so-called better life, we might say, which, I mean, I think it would be, but they're looking for a better life. And what we have an opportunity to do is not just provide a better life, but provide hope in Christ at the same time.
Right. You know, they're coming to the United States, they're looking for something. And we know that they're not finding the answers in communist China. Many people are very frustrated. Xi has really clamped down on the church, but also Chinese society with a point system where people have personal credit systems where they have a certain number of points. If you do something wrong, you get dock points. If you do something good, then you get added points. Christians are very much oppressed in mainland China right now. They say it's worse than the Cultural Revolution. And so life is very hard for people in China, and people are searching. They're looking for answers. And from what our friend reports, if you were to have an evangelistic meeting with, let's say, 500 Chinese, he said probably half of them would become Christians because they're searching for hope. They have no hope in communism, which we know that. And they're looking for the answer, and we know that answer is Jesus. And so we feel like let's reach them with the gospel. Like you said, nobody knows how many they've actually come across the border, but we do know that they've headed into those bigger cities and kind of have blended into those Chinatowns. So that's why we're planning on going into New York City with 40,000 New Testaments. We're working with some teams from Lancaster County that will help us go out on the streets and actually give out New Testaments to these Chinese people and just trying to reach them with the gospel. They're here. And, you know, what I'm learning, Stephen, is, you know, there's people coming to America, and if we can reach them in America, maybe we can't go to Iran, but we can reach them, Iranians in America, and they'll share the gospel with their families back in Iran. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with these Chinese. If they come to faith in Jesus Christ and repent of their sins, and then they'll share the gospel with their families back in China. So it helps get the gospel back to the home country of the people. And like I said, some countries we can't really go in and preach the gospel out on the streets. But if we can share the gospel with them while they're here, reach them, then they'll help reach their people back in their home country.
Mm-hmm. I certainly agree. If our government isn't necessarily going to control our border the way they should be, at least that's my opinion, if they're not going to do that and people are just going to come in, then one of the most responsible things we can do, like you said, is reach them with the gospel. Sharing that with them so that not only do they find hope, which is far more important than any monetary value that they could search for in coming to the United States, but with that hope, like you said, a lot of them will then immediately want to tell their family about it and say, you know, yeah, I came to America and this is what I found. So it's taking a not a good situation in coming here illegally and turning it into a kind of a positive gain in terms of the kingdom of God.
You know, and we've also done this in Latin America. We sent some Chinese New Testaments down into Costa Rica and also into Honduras, and some of those have gone into Nicaragua even, which is a country that's really being persecuted right now. But we figured let's reach the Chinese that have infiltrated into Latin and South America. And so we're trying to find ways to reach more of the Chinese because they've been open to the gospel. They're receptive. And so if we can reach them in the United States, like I said, they'll carry the gospel back to their families in mainland China. And, I mean, the more people we have working to get the gospel out, the better off it's going to be. And so here we can do it right here in the streets in America. We can share the gospel. We can tell people about Jesus right here in America. And we don't know. I mean, there may be a day soon in America we can't share the gospel in the streets anymore. Mm-hmm. So we need to make the most of opportunities while it's still day, because night comes when no man can work.
If people were interested in helping with either the distribution or funding for this, or helping deliver Bibles, things like that, how would they get in touch with you guys, and what are some of the ways that they can help?
They could call us at 307-333-6545. That's 307-333-6545. Or they can go on our website, which is Vision Beyond Borders. That's B-O-R-D-E-R-S, borders.org, visionbeyondborders.org. People can really help us financially. We could really use the help. It's about $1.09 per New Testament. That includes not only the printing, but also the shipping of those New Testaments to get them to the United States. Mm-hmm. We have a donor in Europe that's helping us. He's paying for half of the printing costs. So it's reduced the price down. I think they're about $1.80 to print them, and we're paying about 85 cents to print them, and then we have the shipping on top of that. So it's a really good deal, and it's a good way to reach the Chinese people with the gospel.
Mm-hmm. As we kind of wrap things up for today, why don't we go ahead and pray over these Bibles and also the folks that are going to be distributing them here in the near future, Pat?
Okay. Father, we just lift this project to you. We pray that you would use these New Testaments, these 120,000 New Testaments, 20,000 already in the States and 100,000 being printed. Lord, we pray that they would get in the hands of Chinese people that are hungry for the truth of Jesus Christ. Lord, they see that communism does not work. Lord, they're seeing that the world needs hope, that the world has no answers, and that answer is Jesus Christ. And so the world does not have the answer, but Jesus, you do. And so, Lord, we pray that many of these Chinese people would repent of their sins, put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and that, Lord, they would read these New Testaments and there'd be a love for your word in their hearts, and that, Lord, they would even share with their families here in the States, but also their families back in mainland China. We pray that this would be a way to reach more people with the gospel. And Lord, I pray that there be an army of people in the U.S. that would help give these out, Father God, that would help distribute them in the streets of these New York and Chicago and San Francisco, that, Lord, these get in the hands of people hungry for the truth. And I just pray also you raise up an army of people that will pray for these people coming to America, many of them coming illegally. Many of them are searching for the truth. And Lord, they don't know what they're looking for, but we know it's Jesus. And so, Father, I pray that we as a church would be reaching out to them everywhere we see them and everywhere we have opportunity. We love you and we praise you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. I want to thank you for sharing that with us today, Patrick. It's always fun to hear about the stories and the things that we're doing around the world, but we don't always get a chance to really address what goes on at home. And so these types of programs are nice, where we can sit down and talk about ways that we can reach out to folks here locally. Maybe you live in one of these areas, such as LA, San Francisco, Chicago, New York. Maybe you live near there. Maybe it's a day trip, maybe something like that. If you're interested in possibly helping with the churches locally and distributing these Bibles into these Chinatown areas, I would encourage you to contact visionbeyondborders.org for more information. You can also donate, like Patrick said. It's about $1.09 for a Chinese New Testament. And you guys are looking to get those printed here soon and then shipped. And the sooner we get them here to the States, the sooner we can be handing them out on the streets of these cities. Again, thanks so much for being here with us today, Pat. I really appreciate it. And we hope to hear from you again real soon.
Thank you, Steve.
I sure hope you've enjoyed our program today. And if you would like more information about Vision Beyond Borders and the work they're doing around the world, you can contact them at 307-333-6545. That's 307-333-6545. Or go online and check them out at visionbeyondborders.org. Join us next week as we continue to bring you stories and testimonies of hope, victory, and God's unfailing love for the church worldwide with Vision Beyond Borders. Vision Beyond Borders can be heard each week on this station, and is sponsored and paid for by Vision Beyond Borders. For more information about this ministry, please visit visionbeyondborders.org.